topic is, someone had asked me in one of the halacha chats, whether you're allowed to hold an umbrella during davening. So the case, I imagine, was he was davening outside, and it was very sunny out, perhaps raining out, drizzling, and he was holding the umbrella just to protect him from the sun, protect him from the rain. Would that be allowed? So what was the basis of such a question? So there's a sugya in the Gemara in Brachos, Dav Chav Gimel, which talks about the iser, the halacha of not holding things during davening. So the Gemara says, the very top of Chav Gimel Mabez, Tanu Rabbanan, Lo yechos adam tefillin biyado, a person should not hold tefillin in his hand, the Sefer Torah bizrao, or Sefer Torah in his arm, vispal and daven in such a way. Why? What's the reason why it's not allowed? So the Rashi says, there are two reasons. Rashi gives one reason, is because she'ein daitom yusheves ala betrila. A person's kavana is not proper. You're holding a Sefer Torah, you're holding a tefillin, you're not having the proper kavana. Because sharei libo tamid alein, you're always paying attention lest you drop the tefillin chas v'shalom or the Sefer Torah. Shlo yiplo miyado. So it's a question of kavana. One lacks kavana when he's holding something like a Sefer Torah or a tefillin or something else. We'll see other examples. The Prima Gadim says the reason is because it's not proper derech eretz. When a person is davening, he's supposed to be standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu with a proper derech eretz, like he stands in front of a king, and that's why it's inappropriate. You don't greet the president, you don't greet the king holding on to something. You have your arms straight, your body straight, you're very nervous, you don't hold on to anything in your hand. So it's either derech eretz or it's because of lack of kavanah. See, these are the two basic reasons. So the Shulchan Aruch records this lahalacha in Simon Sadivav. He has two small halachas there. And he says, Kishum es pal, when a person davens, lo yechos biyad tefillin, like we saw, velo sefer mikisvei hakodesh. You can't hold any other items as well. Now, before I go to other examples, which part of davening are we talking about? So, it's understood, according to Prima Gadim, where you're standing in front of Hashem to daven, so some suggest, well, it should only be during Shemoneh Esrei. That's when we have you're standing mamish in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But according to Rashi, it should be any time during davening you lack kavana. You need to have proper kavana. So all of davening, it should be aser. So the Mishabura says, even though the Lashon Mispalel implies Shemoneh Esrei, the Mishabura says, Hu adin b'shas kriya shema, hu psuka dezimra. It's true of these parts of davening as well, during Shema, psuki, anything you say. It's even a halacha when saying brachos. You shouldn't be holding things when saying a bracha. You shouldn't have anything in your hand. You need to be focused on what you're saying and not what you are holding. So the Mechaber says you can't hold the tefillin. You can't hold Sefer Torah. He adds further, v'lo ka'ara malaya, not a bowl of something you're carrying, a soup or plate. Don't start davening, holding on to something, you might drop it. V'lo sakin, not a knife, lest you cause damage to someone. Umaos v'kikar, bread or money, because you might drop it. Mipnei shalibo aleim shal yipla, because you're always focusing on not to drop something. V'yitarei v'tispatel kavanah, so it's going to ruin your proper focus. So the Mishabura says, okay, so this is a nice list of things you can't hold. Torah, tefillin, knife, and so on. Things that you're concerned you might drop. So Mishabura says, there are those who hold dafka honey. Only these items, because you might cause damage to it, or you might damage yourself with it. Aval shar dvarim mutar lechos, other items would be allowed. An umbrella, if it drops, doesn't bother me. If I'm holding a cane, I need to hold the cane, that's not going to be a chashash or anything. But then the Mishabura says, yesh omrim, the honey lav davka. These are not only these items, they're just examples. These are examples of things what normally people would hold on to. But hu adin she'ein litol shum davar biyado. A person should not hold on to anything while davening at all. It's aser b'shas tefillah. So nothing's allowed. So this Mishabura, we would seemingly paskin like this Mishabura, don't hold anything. Are there any exceptions that you could hold something while davening? So the next Mechaber, the next Shulchan Aruch in Siv Beis, the same simon here, he says, Mutter lechos machzor tfilos biyodo b'shal shemishpal. You could hold on to a sitter, a machzor, that would be allowed. Why? Hol v'tofes l'tzorech tfila atzma lo tarif. Because you're carrying it for the purpose of davening. It's letzorach tefillah. It's helping your kavana. It's similar to dumya delulav, that you're allowed to hold a lulav while davening, while saying halom. That's letzorach tefillah. Fine. So now, what else would be included in this heter? So the Mishabura says, before getting that, actually the Shari Tshuva quotes What about, he quotes from the Arizal, that Arizal was very makbid to daven from a siddur, Psukah de Zimra, but when it came to Shemoneh Esrei, he would actually have his eyes closed and focus on the words in his mind, not on the siddur. So the Shari Tshuva goes on to say, each person has to know himself well, whether he davens better from a siddur, or davens better closing his eyes and having concentration. Either way, it's fine. Eilu v'eilu, just know yourself well. So if you need the siddur for kavana, you certainly should hold on to it and hold it while davening. What other exceptions are there in terms of holding things during davening? So Mishnah Berurah says that a shliach tzibur is allowed to hold on to a sefer Torah during Yikum Purkan. Some have such a practice, not in our shul. I've never seen it done. But the Mishnah Berurah spoke about such a practice during Yikum Purkan. Why? Because the kavana, you're davening for those who are lom de Torah, and those who are machzike Torah, so therefore you're holding a sefer Torah to show that you want the bracha to be fulfilled for those who are learning and engaging in limud Torah. He adds further that you're allowed to hold the sefer Torah during Shabbos Mevarchim, which is the practice among many kilos to hold it. The reason is because you want the bracha to be chal on the month, so you're using the Torah as a source of bracha. That would be allowed as well. The others point out during Hoshanas. We know that we walk around with Hoshanas on Sukkot. The guy in the middle, usually it's an Avil, he holds a Sefer Torah. He's also saying the Hoshanas. That's allowed because that's also Litzarach Tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah has a suffix. What if you're concerned that something might get lost? He says, Tzarach Iyin, Imutter, Likach Tefillin, rather, Imutter, yeah, Likach Tefillin, the Sefer Torah, Biyado, Hecha Demisyare Mipne Ganavim. Let's say an example, you're at an airport. And you have your luggage next to you. If you daven, you close your eyes for 5 minutes, you might lose your luggage, or who knows what type of security guard is going to arrest you for leaving it unattended. So because of that, maybe you should be able to hold on to it. De'efshir de'hirolo. The Mishnah Berurah says perhaps there's room to be makel, and that's how the poskim assume. If you're going to be focusing on losing the bag, so that's lacking kavana. It's better for you to hold the bag than to leave the bag there if you're really concerned that it might get stolen. Another example outside of an airport, if a person has a gun, or you're in the Israeli army, you have to always hold your gun. You put it down, you get in big trouble, or it's dangerous. Forget being in trouble. It's dangerous to have a gun unattended. That would be another example where you would be able to hold a weapon while davening. All of that being said, what about the case of the umbrella? So I suggested on the Halacha chat, just Libi Omer, that if it's for the benefit of the davening, if the sun is being down on me, I'm going to be boiling, I won't have focus, I can't see well, and the umbrella is really there to help me daven, Litzarach Tefillah, I thought it would be permitted. So someone showed me afterwards, Bari Moskowitz said he found in the OU that Reb Zilberstein passed in the same way. Now there was a big chiddush, but he paskined that since the umbrella is there to protect from the rain, from the sun, from the elements, and it enhances your tefillah and your kavana, therefore it would be permitted to hold the umbrella up while davening. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm not sure I'm talking about yet tomorrow night. Feel free to make suggestions. As I said, we'll see if we'll continue this through the summer. We'll pick up afterwards. Well, I'll just, based on the attendance, I'll see tomorrow night how it works. Okay, everyone have a wonderful night.